The Charlotte Area Transit System wants City Council to approve a $50 million design contract so cats can know how much the Silver Line Light Rail project would cost. But some council members are concerned about spending the money before the city has it to pay for the 26-mile rail line. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
When Charlotte was planning the original light rail line, the city first asked voters to approve a half-cent sales tax for transit in 1998. With that money in place, the city began spending millions of dollars on design work to understand just how much the blue line would cost. But for the silver line, Katz wants to do things in reverse. It wants city council to approve a $50 million engineering contract with WSP USA. But Katz hasn't shared with the public how it might pay for the silver line, which would run from Matthews to the airport and possibly into Gaston County. It's been estimated to cost at least $3 billion. That concern, Councilmember Ed Driggs.
But, you know, we can't commit to $50 million on speculation about how we're going to kind of convert that investment into some sort of... What assumptions are you making about the amount of federal funding that we'll get as a result of the federal process?
To finish the 2030 transit plan, Katz wants to build the Silver Line, as well as improve express bus service to North Mecklenburg. Katz has budgeted the $50 million for the WSP contract, but it doesn't have any money to begin construction. It could ask the General Assembly for permission to place a sales tax increase on the ballot, but it hasn't talked publicly about doing that. Next month, county voters will consider whether to raise the sales tax by a quarter cent to pay for arts, parks and greenways, and education. That would raise the general sales tax to 7.5%. If Katz needs a full cent for the Silver Line, that would raise the county sales tax to 8.5%. Councilmember Justin Harlow said he's worried about that.
How does the county's proposal on the sales tax side and to propose the increase, how does that affect our long-term transit goals?
City Manager Marcus Jones said it's too early to say and that the city is looking at all revenue streams to fund the Silver Line. Council members will be asked to approve the $50 million contract later this month. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.